Urban Media Today Talking Sports, Ray Porter Jr., Vince Butts, Trevin A. Jones, talking NCAA football and talking the playoffs. Vince and I always get into this conversation, and Ray just sits on the sideline. Then Ray collects all of his notes, and then he comes back with his questions. So we're in the fourth quarter. We're going to kick off the fourth quarter. What you got, Ray?
So my question is this, and I know we talked about the ifs, so I want to put a what if in there, and this is what will take place. What if this happens today? What if, I mean, nine times out of ten, although we talked about it being a good game and a competitive game, nine times out of ten, or maybe seven times out of ten, I think Alabama's going to beat Georgia. But what if Oklahoma loses their Big 12 championship? What if Ohio loses the Big 10 championship?
Ohio State,
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And what if UCF wins theirs?
But see, that's, again, my thing is with this, and this is where I want definitive answers. Yeah. I don't want a what if. My answer would be, if you win the conference, you get to go into the championship playoffs.
And what about it being undefeated too?
Now, if you're an at-large team, like a Notre Dame, and you're undefeated, or you're 11-1, because you're not in a conference. So any team that's not in a conference, you would get that at-large bid. Now, a lot of people might complain and say, well, you might be losing some of the best teams. Well, they should have won their conference.
It is what it is, man. And the thing about it is, I think it gets me, and I'm not saying it from a negative standpoint. It's something how Notre Dame was able to get away with it in just football. All other sports during the Atlantic Coast Conference, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But then before that, it was the Big East Conference, the old one. Mm-hmm. But they're in that, and they're still an independent. So I guess in some ways, you can say that it's pretty much given to them at this point, because they don't have to play for a conference championship.
Yeah, but you know what? And that's good. I'm glad you mentioned that. You know why Notre Dame is still an independent?
Mm-hmm.
Because they were one of the first schools to get a television contract.
Oh, with NBC.
And it made so much money that school didn't have to conform to any conference.
That's a good point.
Matter of fact, conferences are trying to get Notre Dame to come to their conference because Notre Dame has such a following and has generated so much money.
Yeah, their legacy speaks for itself, that's for sure. Now, it was $15 million with NBC. Is that still the same? How much they get?
It may have gone up.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
But that, you just made my case.
Yeah.
So my whole argument is because the NCAA is afraid, they're looking at making money, you know, so it's a business. And that brings us back to another point, how people will say that college sports is a $1 billion business.
It very much is. All the money they make, and that's
go ahead,
why
Vince was studying over here, bro. He was waiting for us.
And I just wanted to say this, and that's why the fight isn't as strong as it was a few years ago, but the fight to pay players, because they're making money off their name and their brand.
Oh, that's coming. One day that's coming.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming. Go ahead, Vince.
I'm going to concede my previous point.
Uh-oh.
It's a concession.
I'm looking at UCF's schedule, and on their schedule, they have two ACC teams. They had North Carolina, which was canceled. And North Carolina finished with one ACC win against Pitt, and they had Pitt on their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat 45-14.
Mm-hmm.
They beat number 24 Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
This
is an American conference. Yeah. Go ahead.
So you know what? They put Power Five teams on their conference, Power Five conference teams on their schedule, and they beat them. So.
And you're still not giving them, not you, no, but the NCAA is still not giving them respect.
I sort of understand, there's the conference that they're in is, how good of a conference is it?
That's Conference USA, right?
No.
The American Conference.
Yes, the American
Conference.
Oh, AAC.
The old Big East football, okay.
And not to slight, the teams there. I mean, UConn is more basketball.
Right.
Yeah.
Memphis is more basketball, even though Memphis has been challenging them, during the season.
Right.
And for conference championships, Temple, right.
I mean, not, no but disrespect.
Those look better though.
Yeah. Right, no disrespect, but right. I mean, right. A few years ago, UConn didn't even have a football team.
Right.
UNC is. They're a Power Five conference team. They're just not very good. Pitt is probably their best win, even though they weren't ranked. you know, considering where Pitt is at this moment.
Right. Looking back, right.
But if UCF, like Ray is saying, and I'm getting ready to say if for the first time in this whole conversation, right? If UCF should beat, if UCF who beat Pitt, so if Pitt should beat Clemson,
yeah,
who's the number two team in the country, what does that say for UCF?
I'm that not sure. Mean I'm not sure it says anything.
Got you. Okay.
I mean, one to me doesn't have much to do with the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's my whole point. Why the playoffs should be open? Because one thing don't have to do with the other thing. Anything you do to win to through your season, and you just arbitrarily get to be in the playoffs.
I agree to a certain extent. I mean, I think, you know, like if they always say, if you're gonna lose early. You know, so mm-hmm. the committee forgets about that. Mm-hmm. You know,
true.
Or you get a chance to build off of that loss. Mm-hmm. You know, and build yourself back up. Mm-hmm. You know, same like sort of like Ohio State. Ohio State had an awful loss against Purdue,
mm-hmm. And they smashed Michigan.
Right.
I mean, who was supposed to be the number one defense in the country?
They sure did. Goodness. Yeah.
So are you ever going to take the human element out of it? No.
Why?
I don't think it's taken out of basketball. I just think that because basketball has so many teams, you know, and you play so many games, and you can't necessarily do that with football. And that might be another issue: is do you shorten the season to have eight teams in the playoffs?
The conference championship games could be playoff.
Just
games.
A matter of time. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Now, let me ask you this question: do you think there should be a committee picking the teams that go into the championship series to the championship playoffs?
Yes.
Ugh.
I mean, there's a committee that picks every tournament.
Right, but what I'm saying is with the pot with the as you had indicated earlier, the playoffs are down to four teams. Mm-hmm. Should there be a committee that comes in and say, "Yeah, these are the best four teams in the country?"
Look, I mean there has to be some sort of formula that you use to determine who gets in. And I also think that you have to expand to at least six teams,
mm-hmm.
and probably eight teams. You know, can you do something like the NFL and do a bye?
That's what I was wondering. Could they do that?
I mean, you're gonna have people that are against that,
bro.
You know?
You're not gonna please anybody, bro.
Right?
Yeah. What I'm telling you all is this: the simplest thing is conference championships. You have the conferences because that way, number one. If you're in your conference championship game, that means the regular season meant something. If you win your conference, that means your conference championship means something because now you get to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, but the conference championship is not going to include those eight teams per se.
What do you mean?
Like, so say the college football expands to eight teams.
Mm-hmm.
In those, in the last couple of years, the only two conferences that have had two teams, at least two teams, to play in conference championships is the SEC.
And
so, and you had those two teams from the SEC that have, you know, went on to the national championship. So you know Pitt. So, okay, so would you? You have the ACC championship tonight between Clemson and Pitt.
Right.
If you had an expanded, if you included the college championships into the playoffs, if Pitt beats Clemson,
they get to go to the championship playoffs. Yes, because they made it to their conference championship game. They won their conference. If their conference is, see, my thing is this, Vince. It's just like it's just like March Madness. If you win your conference, you get an automatic bid into the national championship.
Right.
Okay, now, and this is all fair because you have over 200 NCAA basketball teams, and I get that. And then you have maybe you don't have as many football teams. I get that, Vince. My whole point is this, and I'm just saying, just as a purist, coming from a purist perspective, if you take the conferences and line those up as championship games, which they are, if you win your conference championship game, because remember, think about this. You have to win your regular season, then you get to the conference championship mm-hmm. game, then you have to win the conference championship game mm-hmm. in order to be a champion in any way, shape, or form.
But also remember that in the basketball conference, in their conference championships, it's not just the top two teams. You have a playoffs to get to the, you know. So it's hard to do that in football because you know, you're only playing one game a week.
But that's what it is. You know, every game that you play in the football in the regular season, if you're in a conference, every game that you're playing in conference leads up to the conference championship game. So if you won your conference, that means you've jumped every hurdle that you've had to jump in the regular season to get to your conference title game. If you win your top conference title game, that means you won. You're the best team in that conference. Now, this is where I think my point is even stronger. There's no way in HE double hockey sticks that LSU and Alabama should have been playing for the national championship. Why? Because they're both from the Southeastern Conference. Now, one team had to have lost the week before the national championship. And what that one team doesn't get another shot at a national title, you already lost. Yeah. You couldn't even win your conference. So how do you get a shot at a national championship if you can't even win your conference?
Yeah. I mean, that happened last year, too.
But in college basketball, it happens all the time that a conference champion does not win the national championship.
Oh. But to a different team from another conference, not from the same team in the same conference.
I don't know. It happened one time, though.
I mean, it happens. I'm just saying that I think in order for college football playoffs to work better, I think you have to play more of a an NFL type deal, not an NCAA basketball type thing, an automatic bid.
Okay.
You know, as we go, I mean, there's no discussion about who the best team in the NFL is. When it gets closer and closer, but no one says, oh, you know, New England was the best team during the regular season, but they didn't win the Super Bowl. You know, Philly wins the Super Bowl. People still say Philly was the best team.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no debate. So I think if you go to a format that's similar to the NFL, I think it works.
Okay. Two things. Yes, I have to digress for a second. I think Villanova and Georgetown played for the national
1985,
championship.
Yeah.
In the NCAA.
Pickney and his crew, they pulled the upset.
Right. So those were two teams from the same conference playing for the national championship, okay, through the March Madness. So I had to backtrack for a second there.
And can we also say what made that easier, though? The fact that they look at the brackets and look at the regions they play in. It's always that possibility.
Right, but my argument was that two teams from the same conference shouldn't be playing for the national championship. So that was my argument, and I'm going to keep it with football. The second thing I was going to say there was, I agree with what you're saying, that a different format might work, but I still do not think that you give – the SEC is like a semi-pro league anyway, when you look at the number of athletes that come out of that conference and make it to the NFL, okay? My thing is now is that I just feel bad because if a team wins their conference championship and you don't want – you're not even giving them a second thought. What you made UCF number 11 or number 8 in the poll?
Mm-hmm.
That's a slap in the face, man. It's like, okay, yeah, well, even if you win your conference championship, so what? You know, that's what it's saying to me. UCF had to had to step up last year and say we're claiming ourselves national champions. NCAA, what you afraid of? You know, and these big schools, it's like, what you afraid of? If you want to be a legitimate champion, then you take on all comers.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I say, I think, like I say, NCAA changes their format for the college football playoffs. They expand to 8. They step in and they have more of a like instead of athletic departments determining schedules, the NCAA determines schedules. So you try to create a more level playing field so that teams so there's no question in the NFL like about who you play. You play your schedule, you win your games, you know, your record is your record. You know, you go by points, you know, points for, points against. It's pretty straightforward. I think if you did that, you take it out of the school's hands because you don't want, if you're going to expand it, you don't want schools determining who they play. So maybe you have to play less conference games to add more at-large teams, out-of-conference teams, to try to level the playing field so that balance your schedule, your out-of-conference schedule, and do it that way. Like I say, take on more of an NFL-type approach to creating the best team, you know, a national championship that has the best teams in it without question.
Well, that's it. It's the end of the game. I'm going to leave it on that. I mean, it sounds good to me, bro. It's Ray Porter Jr., Vince Butts, Trevin A. Jones, Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Big ups to Trey Tipton, stopped in earlier, first quarter of the show. He's playing tonight because Clemson, he's playing for Pitt as they take on Clemson in the ACC Championship. We wish you the best of luck. You know you got fans here right now, especially after what you dropped on us this morning, my brother. Good luck to you and the rest of the Panthers. It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Check back with us. Oh, make sure you look at listen later on today for Soul Take Live with Kevin Cameron, 6 p.m. Trey's going to be on that show as well. And then Hey Girl Hey comes on this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Kiki Brown is hosting that, and that's a lot of fun. You got to listen to that show. It's first show today. Urban Media Today Talk Sports. We'll see you next week. Make sure you tune in. There's plenty of where this came from next weekend.
Urban Media Today talks sports every week on Urban Media Today Radio, where you can listen in on free music and podcasts on our SoundCloud station at Urban Media Today. And for more information, log on to urbanmediatoday.com, your lifestyle, entertainment, and sports blog website.
What type of game is being played? How's it doing down? I get up, all right?